borderless.
ZMA enforces mandatory metrology compliance for petroleum tanker trucks. Heavy rains disrupt power and water supply in parts of Kafue and Lusaka. And Museveni votes as Uganda election unfolds amid delays and crackdown. Good evening. With the menus, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Zambia Metrology Agency, ZMA, has announced the mandatory enforcement of metrology compliance requirements for all petroleum tanker trucks operating in the country, warning that non-compliant vehicles will not be allowed to transport fuel for commercial purposes. ZMA Executive Director Humphrey Nkobeni says in line with the Metrology Act No. 6 of 2017 and the Metrology Measuring Instruments Regulations under Statutory Instrument No. 55 of 2021, all tanker trucks used to transport petroleum products must meet prescribed metrological control standards as required by Regulation No. 27. Mr. Nkobeni says the directive applies to all petroleum tanker trucks operating within Zambia, including those engaged in cross-border transportation and those registered under the Energy Regulation Act of 2019 or any other applicable law. Any tanker truck that does not possess a valid verification certificate issued by the agency shall be deemed non-compliant and shall not be allowed to carry fuel for commercial purposes, said Mr. Nkobeni in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said fuel terminals, commercial depots and retail fuel sites across the country have since been instructed to ensure that only compliant tanker trucks are allowed to load or offload petroleum products. Mr. Nkobeni has urged petroleum transporters to immediately verify that all tanker trucks under their ownership or control are certified and fully compliant with metrology laws, and further emphasized that during inspections at loading and offloading points, tanker trucks must not transport fuel quantities that exceed or fall below the compartment capacities stated on their valid metrology certificates. He said the agency shall, in due course, commence a nationwide inspection and enforce program to monitor compliance, stating that transporters found to be in contravention of the law shall be liable to enforcement action, which may include prosecution in accordance with the laws of Zambia. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says government's efforts to extend power supply hours in residential areas is a step in the right direction to boosting the small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. Recently, small and medium-sized enterprises expressed their appreciation for government's efforts to extend power supply hours, noting the significant positive impact on their operations. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Chisanga said the shift is a positive indication of stabilized market patterns and the overall country's economic growth. Businesses are now able to offer services and produce goods without having to worry about unstable power supply, said Mr. Chisanga. Mr. Chisanga noted that the stabilization of the current power schedule has also aided in upscaling production activities, not just for SMEs, but also macroeconomic production. He highlighted that increase in power supply means sustained job creation and also encouraged businesses to complement the current power supply with the already available energy alternatives in order to boost their services and Zambia's gross domestic product.
Market conditions. And what I can say, maybe from the business point of view, that now businesses are able to produce, goods, put some variation. And at the same time, also, we can see upscale the production activities, which is also taking place from that perspective. And even when you look at the current scenario, for us to sustain job creation or to trigger an increase in job creation, we basically have to have this atmosphere, which is a
Government says the temporary water supply interruptions affecting some areas of Lusaka and Kafiwa districts are a result of power outages caused by extreme weather conditions, particularly the heavy rainfall experienced in recent days. The adverse weather affected electricity infrastructure, disrupting the operation of key water supply facilities and consequently reducing water production for consumers. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Ndzovu, said the power disruptions affected the Yolanda and Kaseba water treatment plants in Kafiwe, leading to water shortages in areas served by the Kafiwe water supply system, despite the plant being technically ready to operate. Engineers from Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company and ZESCO Limited have been working collaboratively and tirelessly to address this issue, and as of this morning, power supply has been restored to both the Yolanda and Kaseba treatment plants, said Mr. Ndzovu in a statement issued to RCB News in Lusaka today. Mr. Ndzovu emphasized that the Lusaka Water and Sanitation Company will continue to prioritize the available water supply to critical institutions such as hospitals and other essential public service facilities until normal supply is fully restored. He further urged members of the public to use the available water responsibly during this period and to rely on official communication channels for accurate and timely updates. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has published the market price index for the first quarter of 2026 in line with statutory requirements. ZPPA Acting Principal Officer Public Relations, Lucy Lumbe, says the publication is in accordance with Section 12(3) of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020, as amended by the Public Procurement Amendment Act No. 17 of 2023, which requires the authority to issue a quarterly market price index to guide a controlling officer, chief executive officer, and procuring entities in making informed pricing decisions. Ms. Lumbe has urged procuring entities to submit reports on standardized and commonly procured stock items in stockyards or warehouses, as well as non-stock items, capital expenditure, and other project-related items to be included in subsequent market price index publications. Procuring entities are reminded that ZPPA has revised templates for inventory and stock management, market price index, and price reasonableness analysis reports available on the authority's website, said Ms. Lumbe in a statement issued to RCB News and Lusaka today. She said the current market price index will remain valid until the next quarterly index is issued.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has published the market price index for the first quarter of 2026. The issuance of the market price index is in accordance with Section 12, Subsection 3 of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020, as amended by the Public Procurement Amendment Act No. 17 of 2023, which requires ZPPA to issue a quarterly market price index to be used by a controlling officer, chief executive officer, and procuring entities for the purpose of making informed price decisions.
In African news, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has cast his ballot as the country votes in a tense election that could extend his rule into a fifth decade. The 81-year-old leader in power for 40 years is widely expected to secure a seventh term backed by firm control of state institutions and the security forces. Voting on Thursday was marred by delays across parts of the capital Kampala and nearby Jinja, with malfunctioning biometric machines and the missing ballot boxes leaving some polling stations unopened hours after the official start. Opposition leaders accused authorities of deliberately slowing the process, a claim the government denies, saying technical issues forced a switch to manual verification in affected areas. Coming up shortly, pro-Palestinian protesters get inside BBC building. This and more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying, intermittent preventive treatment, and environmental management.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Mekusen Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Pro-Palestinian protesters have been staging a protest inside the BBC Scotland headquarters in Glasgow. About 10 campaigners with flags and banners were shouting and chanting after getting into the reception of the Pacific Quay building beside the River Clyde. The group said the corporation was failing to tell the truth about what is happening in Gaza. They managed to enter the main turnstile door to access